Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 14th of July, recording at 9:16 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Some mixed action in the Asian stock markets, but highlights in terms of strength, the Philippines, another new high. India, however, could not hold its move to a new high for the year. Japan had a good day, up 2.71%, and Australia had a pretty good day as well, up 1.87%. In Europe, mixed action, but more pluses than minuses. Small percentage moves on the day, though, all under 1%. On Wall Street, a quiet day. The indices spent most of the day in the minus column, but the Dow and the NASDAQ composite closed with very small gains. The S&P down less than a point. And in long-dated government bonds, prices were firmer here today, broke the string of declines. At least that's true of the U.S. bond prices. European bond prices were a little weaker. Gold is down a little bit right now, currently at $1,209.65. Other precious metals are also a little bit easier. The U.S. dollar is a little bit easier as well. Sterling has one of the better gains against the dollar at 152.53. The grain and bean complex was firm. Metal prices were mixed, industrial metal prices, that is. Copper up, lead up, aluminium up, the others slightly easier. And crude oil, it slipped just a tiny bit, down 34 cents at 76.81. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, for stock markets, we are in the second week. We are more than halfway through the second week of what's been a very good rally, led by short covering in the depressed or previously depressed U.S. stock market and the European stock markets. Now, the action so far indicates that short covering and some bargain hunting has the upper hand here. Where we have had pauses, they have been very small, and no downward dynamics, in other words. We do have a short-term overbought condition, but only marginally. So, incidentally, and during that stock market review, I forgot to mention that China was a bit firmer in here today, but not fully regaining that setback that we saw yesterday. But again, the technical action that we have seen last week and this week is very positive. That's what one wants to see. If a market is really oversold and if people are too bearish, you want to see a firm bounce. Now, the bears will say or couldn't point out that in bear markets, which many people have been calling this, although certainly not Fuller Money, at Fuller Money, but the bears would point out that you frequently get sharp technical rallies, and that's absolutely correct. Why is this not a bear market? Well, it would be extraordinary to have a bear market with the yield curve being as positive as it is, and with short-term interest rates being so low, and with a number of the stronger economies actually pushing up to new highs, or their stock markets pushing up to new highs. So I still classify the damage that we saw from the April highs as an outsized correction here, which has interrupted the secular bull market. The script for this, which has often been mentioned at Fuller Money, is lengthy ranging. A lengthy period of ranging, but markets then moving higher. That's what we're seeing with the ASEAN markets and India. And I, among the European stock markets, Denmark, Sweden, and Germany are not far from pushing into new high ground. So that's quite favorable. We've had a lot of failed downside breaks, including on Wall Street, where the S&P could not sustain that break below the 1040-1050 level and is currently at 1095 tonight. So, not bad action here overall recently. An acid test, as it were, will be when this rally eventually spills over into a reaction phase, if most stock markets, and not least Wall Street, are able to hold on to, oh, say, approximately half of their recent gains or more, then and then start to firm up again and rally back up towards whatever highs they reach on this rally phase. We will have a series of higher reaction lows on the markets that have been hit hard. Again, those were the Europeans and for the most part, and also Wall Street. We have plenty of higher highs among, beg your pardon, higher lows, plenty of higher reaction lows among the stronger stock markets. Headset's off for a quick sneeze there. Apologies. Now, what else to mention? Well, I have said all along that long-dated government bonds do not represent value. They have attracted haven money, so-called safe haven. I don't think the yields are safe at these levels against the background of money printing that's taking place, sowing the seeds of future inflation. But it's sentiment that counts in the short to medium term, and the sentiment has or continues to indicate that far more people are concerned about deflation than eventual inflation. I'd give them the favorable nod in the short term. The deflationary pressures are more obvious. I'm just saying that central banks have seeded future inflation, or sown the seeds of future inflation, just to clarify that. The US dollar is no longer a haven currency. People continue to drift away from it. That's another indication that confidence is has improved somewhat. The weaker US dollar is good for the consolidated earnings of the US multinational companies. And those companies are generally cash rich, and they've been hoarding cash because of the uncertainties, both political and economic. And their earnings are quite solid, as we've seen at least with the start of this reporting season, and I suspect that that will continue. Despite the slower growth that we are currently seeing, I don't think we'll see a blowout in corporate earnings, in other words. But if this slowdown lasts throughout the rest of the year, we will see some downgrades in earnings estimates inevitably. Precious metals, I remain cautious in the short term following those two downside key day reversals that we had for the dollar price of gold that I mentioned. Gold is facing a bit more competition now as stock markets rally. On a medium to longer term basis, I remain a bull of gold bullion, which deserves to be held in portfolios, I feel. And some interesting signs here in some lagging sectors of stock markets. The uranium shares led by Cameco have picked up a little bit. I've written some copy on that today. The chart arguments in favor of them are not yet compelling, but we're seeing evidence of a turn upwards and improvement in sentiment. But you can read about that in comment of the day when I get around posting it. I'm going to answer some emails first. Emails of the day, that is. So that's pretty much it. Steady as she goes. All the best.